Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Renaissance Man podcast. I'm Jay. I'm your host, and I will be going over all different kinds of things. This is just the first episode, so I'm just going to lay out kind of what the podcast is going to be about. So, I've had a very interesting life, and I didn't even know what a Renaissance Man was until a few people started calling me that. And it's not just a jack of all trades. There's a master of many, and that's what makes you a Renaissance Man. I have three degrees in massage therapy, in marketing, and in computer programming. Three different fields, right? They're named close to each other. So then, through that, I've been in the military. I train people, survival and homesteading, prepping. I go around, I talk about honeybees. I do all these different things. I'm an actor. I've been on TV for about 150 different episodes of different true crime shows. I've been in several small projects, short films. I've been in a couple bigger films, Hallmark movies. It's just, I'm all over the place. I've just really enjoyed my life, and I really like to learn. I really like to bring that knowledge to other people. I like to share. I'm a public speaker, which is a really big step for this introvert kid that I used to be, that I could not even look at people when they talked to me. I was looking down at my shoes. I would bust out in a sweat. If you asked me a question, you might get a quick head nod and maybe a shrug of the shoulders, but that was it. I had to force myself to be out of that shell. The military took that some of it away, but it really was working on going through things. And you may hear me stutter once in a while. I did a lot of fighting, been in over 500 competitions, I think 512, did a lot of street fighting. I used to be a bouncer in Chicago. I was in some cage fights. I'm inducted in the Martial Arts Hall of Fame back in 2008. So I've done a lot of things. And it's not just going to be talking about me. It's going to be talking about the friends I know. And I'm going to get them on the podcast and we're going to talk to them. I know preppers. I know homesteaders. I know doctors. There's an incredible doctor. He's a really educated guy. And he really breaks it down to the common things that we can understand and not over our head, that he's so smart that you can't understand him. He is that smart, but he's doing research on neuroscience. You know, he's pulling out little cells and growing them, and it's incredible work that he's doing. And it got him into, I'll let him share that story when we get to that. Now there's authors. My daughter's an author. I've authored a couple things, but just magazines, not books like she's done. I know other authors. We'll get them in here. Movies that I've done, movies that my friends have done, I'll get those actors in here and we'll talk to them on the podcast. Dog training, my wife and myself, we do dog training. I know a couple dog trainers for canine, for police officers that do the training. I know other private individuals that are training Malinois, Maligators are the missiles that they seem to be. We have maligators ourselves, and we do bite work with them. We also do obedience training, so we'll talk about that. Social media, I'll get some social media creators in here. And if you're interested in getting a bigger audience on your social media, then we'll try to get you to get that bigger audience and their tricks and trade of what gets them to that higher point. I know a lot of different social media creators with a lot of different types of content. You can follow me on pretty much any social media platform that there is under the B-Man J. Let's see what else. I just wrote down a bunch of different things. Food. I know a couple people that are incredible chefs. Dreams. What dreams relate to what things. Metaphysics. Energy healing. I know people in that field. And I used to be a body worker under massage therapy and energy healing. I did Reiki, I did polarity therapy, I did a lot of other type things. So podcasters, I'll get some of the other podcasters that are getting me into this, I'll get them on the show. And I won't mention any of these names yet, because once I get them hooked up, then I'll get them in here to the show. What else is there? Schooling. Do you really need schooling or not? What school is become what it used to be, what's some good areas to go into. I know some educators will bring those people in here too. What else is there? Hobbies. I got a lot of hobbies. I love hobbies. Books, cars. I work on cars. I know other people that work on cars. If you got ideas about that, hot rods and stuff like that, we'll bring them in here and we'll go around to some of the different car shows and we'll show you those. Boy, there's just so much to talk about in life, right? Renaissance Man, I am going to get you to learn something on one of the shows. So please like and subscribe. This is just going to be a really short kind of show. I'm not even sure, man. I'm like 5.5 minutes. So it's not a very long show, but we'll get in there. And beekeeping, to get into a little bit more of who I am with how I've gotten through life. You know, I started out as an introvert kid. And, you know, I did really poor in school until I realized I was just too smart, I guess. I would learn stuff too quick. And then the rest of the stuff was just boring because I didn't want to learn it. You know, so that helped when we raised our kids. You know, I realized my kids were pretty smart in certain areas, and other areas it was like, well, do they really need that? So we ended up homeschooling them, not just because of religion, which is usually one of your biggest things on homeschooling, but we did it because of all the things that were going on at the time. There was kids bringing the guns to school, knives to school, and it's only gotten worse. So we'll talk about homeschooling. I know a lot of people that homeschool. We homeschool ourselves. It's not hard. But I got in a little bit of trouble back when I was younger. Basically, I was already looking at going into the military with my buddy John. And when we got in a little trouble that one night, he didn't have a record. He left. I had a bunch of warrants out for my arrest. Okay, they were only for speeding. But they were all unpaid speeding. And there was 17 warrants out for my arrest in Michigan. There was 3 in Illinois and 1 in Indiana. So that was back in the day where you couldn't just type in the name and it would pop up on the computer. There was no computers on the squad cars. You had to talk, you know, spell it over the radio to the dispatch, and then the dispatch would look it up. Well, I got a really long last name. You'll find that out if you follow my acting page. And it was really hard to spell, so I just kind of went on that. And I didn't have money. I was pretty much living from paycheck to paycheck, and we'll talk about finances too, and we'll get through that. But, you know, through that thing, I finally found out that he spelled my name right. I went to jail that night, and the next day went in front of the court. He offered me to go to Cook County Jail in Illinois. Didn't want that option. And so I took the military option that was sitting behind me. So when the military did that, met my wife overseas, brought her back, we started a farm, and I worked at the post office for 25 years and got hurt there, left, still trying to recoup from those injuries. That was 10 years ago now, almost 11 years. I'm getting there, but I'm still not back to what I used to be. So we'll talk about injuries, we'll talk about PTSD for veterans or anybody. We will talk about anything and everything. Going past the military into my postal life, I also did many other odd jobs in between and before I went in the military. I mentioned bouncing. I did all kinds of stuff, digging graves, stripping floors off of car room floors to we'd strip them and then put down the polyurethane again. And we do that all over the weekend, you know, move all the cars out, move everything out of the engine bays and out of the showroom and strip everything and then put everything back down. And it was really hard work. But there was all those different jobs. It's got me to be who I am, which I really appreciate all those experiences because it's who it makes you be, all right? And if you're blaming the society around you or the environment around you, I've seen people come out of certain areas that everybody else is like, oh, I can't make it. I can't do this. I can't do that. You can. All right. It's your mindset. The people that achieve that are the people that don't let those things, they don't play the victim to themselves. They don't hold all these other things. Oh, I can't do this. I can't do that. You can do it. All it takes is a little bit of work, a little bit of determination. Now, you're not going to get there overnight. It's going to take a day after a day after day of keep working at it, and you're going to have setbacks, and you're going to keep moving forward. If you want to move forward, you can move forward, and eventually you'll get out of that bad neighborhood that's holding everybody down. you know, it's a bad neighborhood, probably, or it may even be a good neighborhood. It's you that gets you to that next situation. And that's where I think anything is possible. You work at it, you can make it achieve, or you can achieve it. And you may hear me misspeak a little bit once in a while. I'm sorry about that. I had a lot of punches in the head. I mentioned that earlier. You can achieve anything, right? You can do this. And I do ramble on. But, all right. So, military, post office, got out of there. I got into beekeeping along the way. Up in Michigan, I moved my bees down here to Tennessee, where I'm currently living, and I became one of the state inspectors. There was only three at the time. There was my boss, and then there was one other guy on the west side. I was on the east side. I pretty much did a lot of the inspections on the east side. I even went into middle Tennessee, and I went around and spoke a lot. I spoke in other states, spoke in other countries. It's really fun talking about honeybees, and that got me out of that introvert space. So, through the beekeeping is how I got into movies and TV. We'll talk about that when we get into the beekeeping area. I'm at 11 and a half minutes. I kind of wanted to keep this about 15, 20 minutes. So I'm currently really kind of pushing towards the acting career, and I'm doing the social media. So I'm trying to get that out and get that multiple streams of income. We'll talk about cryptocurrency also. I was on a podcast for that for a while. Not the main person, but I guess started on there, I guess, several times. Cryptocurrency is just one of those other things. We'll explain cryptocurrency is not that hard to understand if you just understand that we've been doing this for a long time. It's just not been called cryptocurrency. But we will get there. That'll fall under finances maybe, or just cryptocurrency on a whole podcast, because there's so many different types of cryptocurrency. Bitcoin right now, it hit over $100,000. That was maybe 4 or 5 days ago. So we're really getting in cryptocurrency. It's diving back down a little bit, but I think it went up to about 112 at one point. Maybe it was 111. I'm not quite sure at the moment, but we'll talk about that at some point. To diversify, you know, maybe go into stocks, go into cryptocurrency. At least if you're only going into stocks or only into cryptocurrency, don't buy just one and hold on to it. You know, spread it out, try to do more. But we'll get into all that. We'll get into goals, how to set goals, how to achieve them, how to get out of your depression, what drives that depression sometimes on some people, how it changes on other people, and how people don't have depression and how they can't understand what a depressed mind goes through. And PTSD, what that is and how you get it and how you may get rid of it. There is an amazing drug out there that it's not quite legal yet, but it's making a lot of leaps and bounds for these people that do have PTSD. So we got so many different topics. I mean, the world is huge. The world is great. We'll even get some speakers that don't even have English as their first language, and maybe we can get some how to learn simple languages. We have American Sign Language. We'll get into that too. That's always fascinated me. I'm still trying to learn that one. It's on my bucket list to get done. But there is just so many different things. So thank you very much for watching the Renaissance Man podcast. I will be back with episode 2 when I get something nailed down as a topic that I really want to talk about. And thank you very much for watching. Please hit like, please subscribe, and please follow me somewhere. And so you get notifications of the next podcast. I swear it will get better. Thank you very much.